More than 22 million people who live in the U.S. don't speak or understand English very well. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine highlights some cases where language barriers between provider and patient have led to deaths or other serious problems. Health policy professor Dr. Glenn Flores of the Medical College of Wisconsin authored the study. He says in one instance, English-speaking paramedics thought a Spanish-speaking man was suffering from a drug overdose.
He was in the hospital basically for 2 days being worked up for drug abuse. They finally did a head CT scan and realized that he had had a major bleed into his brain, probably originating from rupture of an artery in his brain. He ended up being quadriplegic, and he got a $71 million settlement award from the hospital.
Flores says despite that kind of payout, the majority of healthcare facilities still don't have trained interpreters on site. But he acknowledges the medical community is becoming more diverse, and that some clinics and hospitals do make sure their staff and patients understand each other. Latino families gather in the waiting room at the 16th Street Community Health Center in Milwaukee. 40%, or about 7,000 patients who came into the clinic last year, were classified as best served in a language other than English. Fortunately for them, of the 30 medical staff at the clinic, 28 also speak Spanish. One of the bilingual doctors is Guatemalan-born pediatrician Francisco Enriquez.
¿Cómo están?
Bien, bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Bien.
After greeting several members of the Casillas family, Enriquez examines their young daughter, Gabriela.
Entonces,
Dr. Enriquez says being able to speak to Mrs. Casillas in her native Spanish meant he could discuss Gabriela's condition and her treatment in much greater depth.
It's always good to ask a few extra questions like, why is this important for you and what have you heard? What do other people say about this? Sometimes that helps you understand what their real concerns are. But it's difficult to get into that detail if you don't speak the language.
Enriquez says just last week he examined a Latino patient whose family apparently misunderstood some medication instructions. The 16th Street Clinic, which gets much of its money from government or foundation grants, is expanding and may eventually see thousands more people who don't use English as their primary language. So the clinic is in the process of hiring more medical personnel who are bilingual now or who commit to learning Spanish. Clinic Vice President Dr. Julie Schuler says new hires are told culturally competent care is the highest quality care.
By providing high quality care, we are avoiding errors, we are avoiding malpractice suits. The main focus for us is the high quality. What falls from that is important too, but we're focused on providing the best quality that we can provide.
Shirley says it's frustrating to go into other care facilities and see patients not being understood. So she urges more hospitals and clinics to look at adding interpreters or at least make use of translator hotlines that can be called day or night. She says insurance companies should foot the bill. Some states require reimbursement, but most don't. Until more third parties come forward, some healthcare facilities are worried about the cost of adding staff or calling hotlines. Dana Richardson is with the Wisconsin Hospital Association.
What we have seen in the state of Wisconsin overall is an increasing number of minority ethnic groups coming in, and so it's becoming a greater cost for the healthcare community to provide these services.
Richardson says translator hotlines can cost at least $50 an hour, but she says hospitals are learning more about the impact of patients and providers not understanding each other. The author of the language barrier study, Dr. Glenn Flores, says under federal civil rights law, providers that receive Medicare or Medicaid must provide adequate language services.
So technically, you know, if the carrot approach doesn't work of, you know, this is the right thing to do, it provides the highest quality, the most patient safety, and at a cost-effective rate, then you can be prosecuted as a healthcare provider for not being compliant with Title VI.
Flores says a long-term solution is to have more U.S. medical schools make their students take medical Spanish, Chinese, or other locally relevant languages. But he says for now, the number of immigrants is outpacing the healthcare industry's ability to provide adequate care. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.